Bochi Oma Hillel Schnee Oma. Schmeid Gebal meint. Schmeid Gebal meint. Am Esäure. Lo mit Taken lernen da a Stikele Gemorre. Loi nichrich in ich schmatze und morre behadi adodi vnechel mich um des Zwirilon. Matze bis man azde doi reise. Okay. That much that everybody got to, probably. You shouldn't make a kricha and eat it because matzah b'zman hazeh deiraisu u'morod rabbonon v'osi morod derabbonon u'mevatalei lematzah deiraisu. It's a mod nezach. They have to say, what's this bittul over here? The bittul. The emphasis is that this the sugya is. Some Yishayim learn it's more of a Yeridei, the Kesugya, they try to fit it into Yeridei. Some Yishayim learn it's about mitzvahs, me'ulois, the Ramban learns it's about mitzvahs, me'ulois, they have to be done b'chshivas, they shouldn't be done together, and, you know, you shouldn't make a krich out of them. You kirich the ganze zach together. It's not a covet to the mitzvahs. Some Yishayim learn that has to do with, it's more of a din in the that a mitzvah fodders an achila, not just that you ate it and it wasn't bottled. The minister cannot bottle, but achila you didn't have, because an achila of a mitzvah you have to have a tam, and the tam is shvach because you have the other min inside. Like we see, the Gemara says bala matzah yotzo, but if you korach besiv lo yotzo, so you see that if you can't taste it. And some Yishayim say it's just stam, it's a din that the chrifus of the moror takes away the koyach of the matzah because it's so chorif. That is mamash apella, because Tosfos says later on in the sugya that Rekiva Eger and many achrenim ask that you see that matzah is mevatel moror also. Matzah derishus, Tosfos is going to say it's mevatel moror, and that's, there's no chrifus. So it's kind of the whole sugya is very shver, bechlal, what the inyan of matzah mevatel zu should be. Normally, you have to have a roiv to be mevatel something. You need a roiv to take away the whole taste. Here, you take mamish kezayis of this, kezayis of that. They're equal, and suddenly you have problems. So, I don't know much about that sugya. A little bit, I see in Rabbeinu Dovid brings many different rishonim. I want to learn the Gemara a little bit. I like learning Gemara. So, Gemara. So the Gemara says that it's going to be mevatel, zu. And therefore you shouldn't make a kricha. So the Gemara, sorry. So the Gemara says, v'afil l'man da'om mitzvahs ein mevatel zu, hani mili d'iraisa v'd'iraisa v'd'rabonon v'd'rabonon. Avo d'iraisa v'd'rabonon, osi d'rabonon v'atel d'iraisa. And even if the man the Omer mitzvahs ein mevatel zu, that's only if they're on the shove b'shove. The rice, the rabbon, the rabbon. But the rice of the rabbon, also the rabbon, and mevatel the rice. If the shove b'shove, suddenly all the problems that we just mentioned very quickly go away some way or other. What's the vart? What's the pshat in that? Some learn that the pshat is because. Some learn. That's mamish one kilu, it's one min. It's not min b'shedim mino, it's mamish one thing, kilu. The guy klapi the mitzvahs, we look at it like it's one thing, and there's no bittul. Bittul has to be two different things, fine. And others, if you learn like the Rishayim, like the Ramban, that says that the mitzvahs have to be done b'chshivus. So, what's the word? This man d'arma holds, there's no such a maila, that was made up by the other shita, but the Ramban holds, this shita holds, there's no strict thing. Mitzvahs don't have to be done independently. Okay. And it's hard. It's not a clue exactly how this works. And the emphasis is that it has a lot to do with the sugya that we're going to talk about a little bit today, because even though we're not going to really speak so much about this, but the truth is that at the end of the sugya, if you want to be honest with yourself, you have to cheshbin, the cheshbin has sugya alpi, the lomdus of mitzvahs matzahs and mitzvahs not mevatlis. It has to work. Could be it will work easily, but you have to see if each shlav, each step of the Gemara works with every little bit, every single svara, mitzvah, matlas, zu. I want to concentrate a little bit more on the rest of it. So it says like this, that even if you hold mitzvahs are not mevatel, there's no such bear of mitzvahs being mevatel, zu. But it's only deraisa v'deraisa or derabonon v'derabonon. Aval deraisa v'derabonon osi derabonon mevatel deraisa. Everybody is moide that there's such a concept, there's such a musik of mitzvahs being mevatel if they're not shove b'shove. Okay? Zok the Gemara, man tana d'shamet lei mitzvahs e mevatel zu. So Hillel, the Amora, just said not to make a kricha. Don't make a kricha and eat a kricha, because the matzah is the raiso, the moror is the rabbon. And not shove b'shove. Okay. Who's that? It's Hillel, the Tanya. Omlu alov al Hillel, shehoya korchon bevas achas ve'oichlam. Shenemer al matzah to meroirim yoicheluhu. Is also not easy. Not simple, exactly which pasuk, why he brought from this pasuk and not from the other pasuk. But the pashto says al matis umeroyrim means al matis umeroyrim, like one kricha, one heft of matis umeroyrim. Yoicheluhu, it doesn't say yeachel, it says yoicheluhu. Fine, so it's one thing, and mainly you have to eat. Amatzis meroyrim means one thing. So how do you see that mitzvahs are not mevatel zu? So the pashtus is because Hillel ate them together, so they weren't mevatel. Omer Rabbi Yochanan cholken olav chaver vahil. Cholken olav chaver vahil. The rabbonon are cholken al hil. The Tanya and Rabbi Yochanan brings a brayso. Yochli heikarchem mevas tachas vayochan kederech shehil oichlon. I would think to eat kederach shel oichel and tamaloyim al matzah simroim meichlu afilu zebifnei atz v'zebifnei atz boy. No, you don't have to eat afilu zebifnei atz v'zebifnei atz boy. So what do you see? You see that you're not kederach. So meilo what? So you see that you're not kederach, and the meilo, everything is done separately because mitzvahs are mevatel each other. Maskif lo ravashi what? Yochi may afilu. What's the afilu? Afilu means that you could even do it separately, but you could do it like Hillel. That means the mitzvahs are not mevatel each other. It's posh tekash, Ravashi's asking. Elo amar Ravashi haitan nohochi ktoni. Yocho lo yotze behu yidei chayvoso yelem ken korchon bevas achas. Ve'oichlon kederech shehil oichlon. Tamadloi meramatis umeroyim yechluhu. You would think you're not yoytze. Tamalayim al matzus umeroyim yechlu. Afilu zeh b'fnei atzmai zeh b'fnei atzmai. The Rashbam learns that Rav Ashi is saying that this is not the chaveri of the rachel kana hil. This is hil alein. Hil alein was halt that, as I mentioned, ton akricha, so estimate akricha. It halt that you don't have to. Afilu zeh b'fnei atzmai zeh b'fnei atzmai. You do it separately, it's also fine. That's how the Rashbam learns. So he wants a kricha. We'll soon see exactly how much he wants a kricha. But you yoytze without a kricha. B'dieved you yoytze without a kricha. So where's the chaver of the Rachokin al Hillel? So the Rashbam says they're nelam. We have no idea where they are. They're somewhere. That means the Rav Ashi is saying that this braisa that Rabbi Yochanan brought. It's not a braisa for the chaverim of Chol Kran Chil. Where is it? It's not in Shas. You're not going to find it. This is the sugya that deals with it. The Yochanan says such a thing. The Tanya, you thought it was a good braisa. That's not it. That's not the raya. Okay. And this is Taka Hillel. So, and what did the chaverim of Chol Kran Chil hold? Like the Rashbam. They hold Taka that it's not a filu zeh b'fnei atzmai v'zeh b'fnei atzmai. It's not that they agree and they hold, but it's just a little bit more. They hold you could do it without a kricha. they hold dafka without a kricha. Dafka without a kricha. And therefore, and they're the ones that hold mitzvahs on the vatel zuezu, and that's why you have to eat it without a kricha. Where are they? We don't know where they are, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Cholkim al chaver vadil. Okay. This is the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. Now, the emes is that comes out that the Braisu was, it was a Masha Toist. What's the Leiter Rashbam? What's a filu? Gemara has such a push to Kasha. What's the Havim in the Bechla? There's such a Shita. There is such a Shita, Taka, that exists. And the Gemara thought that this is the Shita. Ravashi's kasha is a push to kasha. Anybody, any kid should ask such a kasha. Afilu zebifnei atzim zebifnei atzim means that you could have a kricha. If you could have a kricha, that means mitzvahs are not mevata zuzu because you could eat them the kricha. So, Chazanish says that, and I think it's meduyik in Iran also, like that, that afilu was not being misyachis to the din. The Gemara's havamina, Ravashi obviously didn't hold like that. That's where Ravashi asked the kasha. He held that the din of Afilu was saying a halacha, but the Gemara held, whoever brought the shita, at the beginning they thought this is the raya for Rabbi Yochanan. They held that Afilu means that the pasuk, it's going on the pasuk. If you look in the words of the Gemara, if you have a Gemara, if I don't know, al matzis to meroyrim yoichlu Afilu zebefneiatz. It means the pasuk phalanknish that you have to eat it together. The pasuk is saying yoichlu hu. Each one individually. The drushes are very hard. You have to look in the Agoyis Marab Ramshburg, and there's all sorts of different rishonim, which pasuk is bringing that. They're very important, these things. They're not, these things are very important. I don't have much to say on them, but they're very important. There's a drush here, yoichluhu. It didn't say ye'achel, it said yoichluhu, which means by itself. So the pasuk is allowing. The pasuk says yechlu afilu b'fnei atzmi, and since they hold that mitzvahs are mevatel zuazu, and the Torah is telling you that you don't have to eat it together afilu b'fnei atzmi, you could do it. You see in the pasuk this sfaran azazach yechluhu, so then you have to. And al korchach you have to because mitzvahs are mevatel zuazu. The lang as the pasuk kutnish to mechayiv zayin the mensh to eat it b'kricha, and the Torah is giving you an allowance afilu, then you mechuyiv taka. The halach is not afilu. The halach is you mechuyiv. Frek Rav Ashi, I don't buy into that. Rav Ashi doesn't buy into that way of reading the halach of afilu is halacha. That means that there's two ways of being mechayiv the halacha. You can be mechayiv it b'kricha or afilu not. That means they're being moided to hillel. So therefore, Rav Ashi says that Avad, that this Braisa is Hillel Alei, and Hillel is being makel on what you would have thought Hillel's din was. And he's saying that you could eat them Afilu Zebifnei Atzmi, Zebifnei Atzmi. So this is the way the Rashbam learns, and the Baal HaMor learns like this also. You see clearly in the next piece of Gemara, because the Gemara says, the Rashbam says it a few times. And I don't know if the Ayam saw the Gemara. I hope the Ayam saw the Gemara. The Gemara says that now that we don't know who the halach is like, loike hillel the loike rabbonon, and lefi the Rashbam, that means loike hillel that you should do a kricha. You don't have to. We'll see exactly how strongly you should do a kricha. The loike rabbanon, we don't know if it's like the rabbanon. Which rabbanon? The rabbanon of Rabbi Yochanan that holds that you cannot, that it's osur lichroich because mitzvahs are mevata zuzu. Therefore, there's a little bit of a quandary here. Mevorach al achilas matzah, you're going to get stuck. You have to do a lot of things to be yotze, to satisfy the shitas hillel and to satisfy the shitas chacham. So therefore, the Gemara says mevorach al achilas matzah, the ochil. You eat the matzah bazunde. V'hoda mevorach al achilas morer. You make a bracha on morer. V'ochel you eat morer. V'hoda ochel matzah v'chasa v'hadi adodi. And only now you can eat them together. Now you can eat them together. And you're not going to run into the problems of the Amora Hill that said not to do that, because you're doing it at the end of the day, which is what we do, Rabbi Yisai, right? We eat matzah, then we eat morer, then we eat matzah and morer together without a bracha. Zeichel Migdash Kehil. And we'll see in a minute how Tosis is masbir this. Tosis is masbir exactly why this is the order to eat, to be able to be mekayim the shittas of Hill and the Rabban. And So comes along Tosis, and Tosis says, no such a thing. You have a braisa, Rabbi Yochanan bar Braisa, and you have a problem with the lashon of afilu. Rabbi Yochanan knows what he's talking about. Braisas sometimes are meshubish. Rabbi Yochanan, we know clearly that he said this is the braisa. So what do? You say, okay, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know where Rabbi Yochanan's chaverim are. Not this braisa. This braisa is hillel. It's such a push, the kash of afilu. Be magir the braisa. That's what Tosis says. He says, we do it all over. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a braisa. The Gemara has the kasha, how the braisa shtims Rabbi Yochanan. So fix up the braisa. If you have no other etzah, if you can't figure it out with the svara, so make it work. What do you do instead? You say, no, the ganze zach just is, it's wrong. So Tosis says that what happened was as follows. That the B'nai Yeshiva, they held that this braisa was a raya that the Rabbanon hold that it's also lichrich. So Rav Ashi's kasha was only also lichrich. It says afilu. It doesn't say also lichrich. You could do it, and you could even do it separately. Not, you don't have to do it separately. That was Rav Ashi's kasha, like we said before. But the Rav Ashi's teret is that this is taka the raya for Rabbi Yochanan, and these are the Rabbanon that are choylik with Hillel. And the Rabbanon hold that you could do like Hillel. You could taka do like Hillel, but it's not the shittas chacham of Hillel. Hillel holds you should eat bekricha, and b'di'eved, you yoytze because of the other drasha of the drasha that they brought in this brayso of yoychluhu that each one could be done separately. You could be yoytze separately. They held that fakert. You could be yoytze with kricha. There's a heter to be yoytze with kricha. But lechatchila, the way to eat it is separately. So everybody's dashing both psukim, and everybody basically holds the same thing. You want to eat b'kricha, eat b'kricha. You want to eat bazun, fine, b'fnei atzmi. Everybody holds the same exact thing. Just the shayla is in the l'chatchila or in the b'diyed. Says. So, and there's still a raya that they're choylik. So where are they choylik so stark with Hill? Where are they choylik? Whatever you do tonight, they're not choylik. You go to their house and ask them the shayla, you yoytze. Whatever Hillel told you to do, they're happy with. So where are they choylik? They're choylik on this nekuda of mitzvah being vevatle zu is zu or not vevatle zu is zu. Right? They've been choylik. So where's the raya that they've been choylik and vevatle zu is zu if everybody holds the same exact thing? So Tosfos says, I got to shtugel Torah, and it's mevura in the mashal what he's trying to say. It's pretty clear in Tosfos also. And the Mordechai says it, the mashal even with more words. He says it klot. Tosfos says, I don't know if you had a chance to see the Tosfos. He says as follows. He says, because if you hold the mitzvah of mevatel zu is zu, and the emes is that if I would ask you if you could eat them together, you would say, no, you can't eat them together, of course not. You can't make a kricha. Mitzvah of mevatel zu is zu. You have two mitzvahs tonight, what do you mean? What do you mean, lichreich b'hadi adodi? Mitzvah of mevatel zu is zu. I show you a pasuk and I show you a drasha that says, al matzah u'meroyin, that you should eat them b'kricha. So what would you say? The Torah is giving me a heter over here. The Torah is saying that normally mitzvahs I'm about to do is do with whatever lomdis that is, however you learn. But here, the Torah is allowing me You could do it the way you want. Which is the Shita of the Chacham. But to say that the Torah is telling me that L'chatchila, says Tosfos, I should do a Kricha, which is the way Hillel says. Hillel says L'chatchila, you should eat it B'Kricha. We would, Hillel, take that out of the Drasha. Because the Torah is telling me that they should be done together. You aim a chaboy el chidusha. If the Torah be'etzim doesn't allow to eat two things together, and now the Torah says you can eat them together, that means the Torah is giving you a heter, to be matir, to eat them together. To say that that's the din that has to be eaten together is noch a chidush. To pull out another chidush, you have no right to do if you hold mitzvahs on mevata zuzu and be'etzim, you can't eat them together. So it must be, says the Mashal, says the Mordechai, says Tosfos, that you already start off coming into the sugya that you could be'etzim eat the mikricha. Before you look at the psukim, if it says al matzah u'morim or doesn't say al matzah u'morim, you know that there's a mitzvah of matzah u'morim. It's all you know. All you know is the matzah u'morim, you would know you could eat them together because the mitzvahs are not mevata zuzu. So for the Torah to tell me mitzvah that you should eat them together, al matzah u'morim, the Torah is being mechayiv a little more. Either being mechayiv a little more, but the way Tosfos says it is the lechatchila. L'chatchila, you should do more. That means that he held mitzvahs were not mevatel zuzu, and that's why he was able to pull out more. But the chachomim that hold the same halacha, but it's only a b'di'eved, you could, it's because they held be'etzem you're not allowed to, and the Torah is giving you a heter. They had to take the first chiddush because they didn't know it. That's how you're able to extract, right? You're able to pull out of this sugya, says Tosfos, the two shittis of mitzvah devata zuzu or not. Now, the chacham, the first bnei ha-yeshiva, they thought that he's saying that it's osu l'chir, which is a pashtarai. You're not allowed to. So Rav Ashi says, what are you talking about? Osu. And we already asked, what was that havamin if it says afilu? And we said the chazanish, because that the afilu is being the yachas to the pasuk. Fine. But Rav Ashi is saying, that's not what the b'raisa is saying, but I could still hear from this b'raisa, where Rabbi Yochanan is saying is cholkin. So, Loit Tosfos comes out that there's no shita in Shas that holds that it's osur lichrich. Everybody holds it's mutter lichrich. Yet, you still have a raya that mitzvahs are mevatel is zu, because the only din that was nafka from the pasuk that you should eat them together is a heter. Tosfos almost called it like a v'dievet at the end of Tosfos, he calls it. It's not a l'chatchila d'kedin. Hillel that held anyways it's lechatchila to do such a thing. So he learned out that no, there's a lechatchila in the mitzvah, in the kiva mitzvah, there's a din to be matzrich to be mechayev, not to be mechayev. Torah says lechatchila. Now, the Mordechai says the whole shtickle Torah says, and he says that you're mechuyev, that Hillel is not just matzrich lechatchila like Torah says. He says you're mechuyev. And the emes is that I think that if you were thinking about it, so I think it's pashut like that, that you should be mechayev. And the Mashah asks on Tosfos, why is Tosfos being so makel on the din of Hillel? You already know that you can be machir. Why? Because why not? I can do mitzvahs together, I'll do them together. If I want, I can do them together. If I want. Now the Torah says a din, so it's a din to be mechayev. So That's Shverkeit number one on Tosfos. Mashal, Leib Shver. The Mordechai, and I saw they bring down, the Maram Chalva also holds like that, often, that you're mechuyiv. Person is mechuyiv to eat koyach, loit hill. Okay? So now, the way Tosfos learns the sugyo and the Mordechai, it's very similar. We have the Braister, we have the Chachomim, that hold mitzvahs mevatis, zu is zu, and we have Hillel. The only nafkemina is whether you're mechuyev to do kricha lefi Hillel. Lefi the Rabbanon, you can do whatever you want. It's probably a little bit drop better, maybe do it separately, but I don't know. Tosfos calls it b'di'eved. I don't think he really means a b'di'eved. He means that the Torah is saying, b'di'eved, you're fine. You're fine, l'chatchila. He means, without the pasuk, I would have said it's a problem. So now, b'di'eved, the Torah is matter. It's a heter. Go ahead, you can do it. I'll let you. We'll talk about that soon, exactly why. Why? Why is the Torah giving a heter there? Stam? You want to give a heter for this? It's not even a din. It's not even a din. It's not a mitzvah. If anything, I should do. See, stam? Heter. That's a shver zach in the matzah. And in Toitzvist says that Hillel is saying, you could do it separately, but l'chatchila, you should eat them together. It's a better kiyum in the mitzvah. And the Mordechai says, no, you mechuyev to eat them. V'kricha, you're not yoytze this din if you eat them by themselves. Okay? So, Toitzvist has a kasha here, another kasha. He says, the first kasha that Tosis asked is, how does Hillel know they're not mevatel? Maybe here the Torah, maybe they are mevatel, but the Torah gave a heter. Goli v'am kro. The Torah gave a heter. Which is what we just said, right? For the Shitas Chachamim. Because they hold the same thing. And then he says on the Chachamim, the Oid, it's not mevatel because you could do it b'kricha. So then Tosfos said this whole sugar Torah that we just said with the Marsha, that since Hillel learned more from the Torah, Vice Tosfos was already mutter beforehand. This is the whole sugar Torah. The Ran asked the Kasha, I think, in a much sharper way, and he brings a whole fancy teretz, Shemaka teretz. The Ran, in Chiddush Ran, he says, in time when all of this really hachid Hillel, isn't the way he asked the Kasha. Maybe some of you were thinking the Kasha this way. I thought this is the kasha that I thought of when I was learning the sugya. Then I saw Tosis. He says it much lighter. The Ran asks it is shani hocha shemitzvasam mekach uke mitzvah achas domi. This is the mitzvah. There's two ingredients in the mitzvah. Charesis also has a lot of ingredients, but it's one mitzvah. Now that's five mitzvahs in Charesis. It's one Charesis. It's a mitzvah called amatzus umeroyim. What does that have to do with the whole sugya? Mitzvahs and amatzus is one mitzvah here. That's a posh to kasha. There's a posh to kasha. What is the mitzvah is on matzah sumerorim? Zok deran yesh loimed the mashvul on the moed the hill of the kaimel on the matzah bezman hazeh deiraisu. There's already a mitzvah of be'erev teichlu matzahs. Because there's a machlokes later on, we pass like that, and the Ran says that Hillel was also going like that. That there's a mitzvah of matzah that ain't a tluya bepesach. But erev teichlu matzah, you have to eat a piece of matzah. Kazayas matzah. So he says, so he already ate his matzah. He didn't eat his matzah. Zokt Ran, he says, lo shomanu, that he ever ate another piece of matzah here. You ever heard that Hillel ate anything else? The Ran says, Hillel ate one thing on the night of Pesach. He ate a kricha of matzah and morah. So, what happened to the mitzvah of Ba'erev Teich L'Matzahs? So, he's eating it here. He's eating the matzah here. Va'afilu hochi tzivsa torin l'ochlan ka'achas, shma mino de mitzvahs eime bat azuzu. So, it must be that this is not one mitzvah, because there's another mitzvah here anyways. Tevi Mekayim. And mitzvahs are not mevatel each other because the mitzvahs of Be'erev Teich L'Matzahs and this mitzvah are coming together. So he has to bring a whole raya, but it's not one mitzvah. Tosis is not mesiachis to the whole kasha of the Rab. He never asked such a thing. Tosis said, maybe the Torah was megala here. What does it mean, megala? Tosis megala means like a heter, I think. And he doesn't bring any rayas that there's separate mitzvahs in the Teretz. He just says, maybe the Torah is allowing such a thing. And then he asks, maybe, and the Rabbanan are allowing the Kricha also. So it sounds like he's saying, maybe Hillel is like the Rabbanan that the Torah is allowing. Maybe the Rabbanan are like the Hillel because you could do a Kricha. Would he have any Rayas? The very Eitel Kasha, Tosis Kasha. He says, you don't have any, everything is allowed. The Torah is allowing. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. You don't have, The Ran is asking a much sharper question, right? So, Vaista is that Tosfos had knew by himself from someone else that it was Pashut, that the mitzvahs here are two separate mitzvahs. That wasn't the sugya here in Tosfos. That's Pashut. The whole Ran was not needed from Tosfos. Tosfos held that the two mitzvahs are separate mitzvahs, but maybe the Torah is megale a heter that they could come together, even though normally they're mevatel each other. And that's what Tosfos said is teretz, that if it would be like that, that it would be a heter, it wouldn't be lechatchilo. And the Maratcha says it wouldn't be a chiyuv. That's what Tosfos pulls out. But he's not mesiaches to the whole Ran here, that it's one mitzvah. And that's another shvekait, why Tosfos is not being mesiaches. How did Tosfos know beforehand? That they weren't one mitzvah. So we have a few ha'aras, I just want to speak them out now. Then, number one is, why didn't Tosfos learn that it's a chiyuv? Like the Maratcha. Number two, he wasn't misiaches to the Ran's kasha that it's one mitzvah, vice versa, he held his other mitzvahs. Number three, what is the gather of the heter lufi the rabbanon? What type of heter is this? Vice versa, something's going on here in this mitzvah that the Torah was matir the algemeine ister of mitzvahs being mevatel zu. It's not an ister, it's just mevatel, meaning you don't have a mitzvah. It's just gone. So suddenly it's not gone. The mitzvahs usually are mevatel. So to that you could say pashtus, that there are gemaras, daf tzadik, that everybody knows that the din of al matzas and beroyrim are really here to be mehader, or be mekayim, or as a tenai, or part of the kiyim. I don't know exactly that sugya so well how to say it, but it's something to do with the Korban Pesach. So, since both mitzvahs are here for the same kiyim, for the kiyim of the Pesach, there's another machlokes if you have to eat the Pesach with them, or they have to be eaten by the Korban Pesach on the same night of the Korban Pesach, near the Korban Pesach. And even the Rosh, I think, learns that the Rosh has a lashon of smichus. That means even lefi the shittes that hold that osir lichroich, that you can't be koirich together. The Rosh says that you should be eating them near each other. I don't know what near each other means. Maybe k'dei achilas pras of each other, but there has to be some sort of shaychus, so that and that. And that's even lefi the shittas that hold that they're two separate mitzvahs. You now let it be koyach them together. They should still be done somewhat bismichus. Vice does that they have a shaychus. It's not stam two separate mitzvahs that you're putting into your mouth at the same time. You're being mekayin. Something is happening to the Korban Pesach. If you do it al matzis and meroyrim, you'll say all the Torah on the Seder night. Why the matzis and the meroyrim together? The emuna and the mirius, and you'll say all the pshatim, and they all emes bring you to the koyach of the Korban Pesach. However, it's working, and you have to figure all these things out. But that's why the Torah is giving you a heta here, even though normally mitzvahs are mevatel zu. Here, the two mitzvahs are geherzich zum Korban Pesach. They both have they're on the same mission, for example. So they could go in the same car. Plainly said, right? Simple mashal. You can't go in the same car normally, you mevatel each other. You have two different missions, two different directions. Where are you going? Here or here? Torah says we're both going to some Korban Pesach. So that would be a nice pshat. Now, one more kasha now. Loit the Maratcha that holds. Okay, fine. I have to make a creek over here. So, have to make a krich, so it shouldn't be a krich for you. This is Rabbi Yisai. Let's go. So, the matcha holds, you have a chiyuv, because the Torah is mechayiv a kricha. So, can I ask you a simple question? So, if the Torah is mechayiv a kricha, what do you do with the other pasuk that says that you should take item bifnei atzma? They say that's the Ikr Pasuk of Adar Bifnei Atzma. And they have a heter to eat them together because, like we just explained, they get heter to Zelbe Kom Pesach. They're both in Mekayim. But Loiter Mard was how that Hillel holds that you mechuyev to do a Kricha. So, what does it mean? What's the other Pasuk? Why is the other Pasuk Mashma in the Jerush of Yoichluhu that they should be eaten Bifnei Atzma? It's only a din lechatchila. So that's what all the pasuk is telling you. This is lechatchila, but the eved you yoitze benifrod. But lefi the martcha that holds that Hillel's not allowing you to eat them b'fnei atzmon, you mechuyev to do a kricha. So what do you do with the drasha of yoichluhu? What, I'm just asking a simple pasuk. Pashtuzach fi every shita. So. So the Teretz is, the Loit the Matra, the Torah, is being Megala in the Yoichluhu, that, you know, the Torah is Megala, if the Torah wouldn't write Yoichluhu and it would just write the Din of Kricho, and we're going with Toysus, Tchezhim, with the Mashal, with the Matra, that really I know that I can eat them together. So if the Torah writes it together, vice versa, the Torah is being mechayiv you adim kricha. And if it would just say that pasuk that there's a chiyuv of kricha, what would you be left with? One thing, Rabbi said. You would be left with the Ran. You would be left with the Ran. The Ran's have a meaning that it's one mitzvah. The Ran has a rayas that it's not like that from other places, from Be'er, I don't know. But the Matcha held, and Tosis held, you could say this for Tosis also, that if there would be only one pasuk that tells you to do kricha, Hillel Hayakoychon, you should do a kricha, then you would say perhaps that's one mitzvah. There's no two mitzvahs going on here. There's one mitzvah to eat matzah together, matzah and marah together. Zok the Torah, Yoichluhu. It says, when you are Mekayim, this chiyuv of eating the kricha of the matzah and marah, you should know that you're being mekayim two separate achilas. Yoichluhu is a din of eating matzah, and there's a chiyuv to eat maror. But I want amimchayiv you to do the two separate mitzvahs, right? The schar is for two separate mitzvahs. There's two separate mitzvahs here. You minor them as two essays, not one essay. But the oifin hakiyum of the mitzvah is through one maisa, and you mechayiv to do it. Lefi the matzah. And lefi Tosfos, you're not mechuyev to do it, but it's lechatchila to do it. And that's why Tosfos didn't ask the Ran's kasha. Because that's what Tosfos understood that Hillel learned from the other drosh of Yoichluhu. Fine. So that's how Tosfos is learning. Now, I have a few minutes, or whatever. Whoever wants to leave, the Khalif, I don't want to hold anybody hostage over here. I just want to say a little more. I'm not sure exactly the timing. You have to stop. If I was saying shit tomorrow, if you come to my shit every day, then I'll stop on time. But listen to this Tosis. I don't think you're going to do anything more delicious geschmack now than this Tosis. Listen to this Tosis. This Tosis is geschmack. Listen to this. Ele mevorech ha-matzev ochel mevorech ha-morech. Im hoya koich shneim yachad chilo. We don't fasten like anybody. We don't know who to fasten like. Therefore, says the Gemara, remember this, very simple Gemara, even if you don't have the Gemara in front of you. Eat matzah with a bracha, then make a bracha on mor, eat mor. Bracha on matzah, bracha on mor. And now eat everything together without a bracha, zechel, migdash, kehillah. Now all the shittas are happy. Everybody's happy with what you did. Why is everybody happy? And why wouldn't they be happy if you didn't do it this way? Zok Tosis is like this. I'll try to consolidate it. Tosis says, Lifi Hillel, the best thing would be to eat Bo'erev Toichel Matzos. Eat a piece of matzah. That's Deiraisa. And then eat everything together to be kind of the din of kricha, which is really how the Gemara started off. Don't just make a kricha. What did Hillel say? 10 deiris after the original Hillel, the Amora Hillel said, don't make a kricha. Because even if you hold mitzvahs and I'm about to zuzu, that's only if the shava b'shava. But over here, the matzah is the deiraisa because it's Bo'erev Toichel Matzos, together with the Gemara of the Rabbanon. The Gemara of the Rabbanon. Is the Rabbanon. So therefore, even Hillel holds mitzvahs are mevata zuzu when they're not shava b'shava. So, how do you help Hillel? So, loit Hillel zoktaisis, what you would do is you first eat a piece of matzah. And now, the next matzah and mara, just all the Rabbanons, because you have to eat a kricha, or lechat chila, there's a din to have kricha. Lechat chila, there's a din to have kricha. And the meila, they're not going to be bevatel each other. The reason why you can't do that, just to eat a piece of matzah and then go straight to koirich. Moitzi matzah, koirich. No more. Why can't you do this then? Because the fidech echon, that hold, that more, that there's no chiv or lechatchil digadim to do kricha. So therefore, you're going to have the matzah, which is a rishus now, total rishus. Because l'fidei chacham, you're done with matzah tonight. You don't have to eat any pieces of matzah. There's no din l'chatchilu or chiyuv to eat a kairach now. Just eat a piece of marah. So why is matzah in your mouth together with the marah? If you do a kricha now, the matzah is rishus. So it's mevatel the din derabonon of the marah. So therefore, it says Tosfos, you can't do this thing. You should eat the matzah, then eat marah to help the chacham, and then eat. So why am I doing the kairach now? I ate matzah, and I ate marah. And it's a very good kasha. Because even the fish shittas Hillel, loy toises, it's only a l'chatchila de kedin. But I already was yoitza everything, so why am I doing a kricha now? You should have moitzi matzah, mor, I'm done. The teretz is, loy toises, ein chanami. It's a zeicher for Hillel. Zeicher l'migdash Hillel, very good, and Yitaka not being mekayim any major din. That is Shittas Tosfos. So, I just want to ask you a very simple kasha, and I found this kasha in the Reb Chaim of Vien stencils. It says, so why don't you make a bracha on the kricha? You don't make a bracha on the kricha because there's no real mitzvah because you yotze the din of mara, right? So, and like Tosfos, you already yaitzu the din of Maror. So, like Tosfos is very understood. Why? Because you can make a bracha on Maror. Why could you make a bracha on Maror? Because you could be mekayim the din of Maror without the matzah. But the fifth of Mordechai that holds that Shittas Hillel is that in order to be kind the din of Mor, you need a matzah together with you have to make a kricha. How could the Gemara say that you make a bracha on the Mor? It's bracha levatol. It's bracha levatol. Pashtakash, right? Zok Reb Chaim that Feist Toys, Fidi Shittas. Hillel's din, that you chuyuv to eat, a kri, you have to have a kricha. You chuyuv lichroich is only in the din d'oraisa. Bizman hamigdosh, when you be mekayim the amatzas meroyrim with the korban Pesach, then Hillel learned up the psukim that you chuyuv to eat amatzas meroyrim together. But today, when there's no real, there's no Korban Pesach, So they weren't mechayiv. They were mechayiv a zecher. They were mechayiv a zecher of you're not mechayiv to do a kricha. You don't have to do a kricha for the mar. For the mar, you could do by itself. A riot to this is that the Rambam he says all over, it's mashma klar that he passes like Hillel, the Yimchuyiv to a kricha. And he says, Bizman azeh, what do? You eat matzah with a bracha, and you make a bracha on mar. And after he says those two things, he says, Vizu mitzvah mitzvah sefer. That's the dirab, that's the rabban de kedim. And he passes like Hillel, Bizman amigdash, that you need a kricha. And then he says, "V'choyz de v'kirich matzu morim ktav v'charesis v'oichlam b'lebracha zeichel migdash." Now you do a kricha, like the Gemara says, same order as the Gemara. Now you do a kricha, but he doesn't say it's a mitzvah b'divrei sefer. He says it's just a zeichel migdash kehil. This says the Ram is learning. This is the way of Chaim learns that bizman hazeh, there's no din of Medivrei Seifim to eat the Mara. The Mara has to be eaten with Korban Pesach. There is no Korban Pesach. So there's a din derabanan to make a zecher for the Mara, but that's Pazunder. The Kricha that they weren't Mechayiv. And therefore, there's a din of zecher Mikdash Kehil. Mela, I can make a Racha on the Mara, because that's the only din medivrei sefer in bizman hazeh. Hillel is not a chiyuv bizman hazeh. Hillel's krich is not a chiyuv bizman hazeh. Problem is, and the Reb Chaim asks himself, that you see otherwise in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, Shulchan Aruch learned Tafayin Hey, Tur also learns that. He says, and everybody tries to do this, you know. By the way, just agav, parenthesis, halacha a little bit. You know, the halacha is that you should try to have in mind the bracha on the maror, you should have in mind for the kricha. And you shouldn't be mesiach. It's often a din, Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz says, and the Bir Agro says, he says, because Mishaberich, you shouldn't be mistiach kedei. Ayin taz, the holy hillel yotzer el bezu, the have a hefsek. Fi hillel, you're not yotzer, only with the kricha. Bizman hazeh. So the government with shittas mardcha that is a chiv, it's not just the chatchila. You're mechuyiv to do a kricha, and they learned that bizman hazeh you also, and therefore, you should have in mind the maris bracha on the kricha. So that means, that's why you shouldn't speak, right? So much so that, by the way, I think the Mishaberich says, that Ulay is a toys in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. And it looks like that. Everybody says, Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, right? It's a hefsik. He says, not to be mistiach. And then he says, you say Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. So they say that he doesn't mean that, and he means it is a Zeichel Mikdash or something like that. If you look in the Mishaberu. And I think that it should be, it's clear what the Chavetz Chaim is saying, you should be careful not to say it before. You should say it afterwards. Say this is a Zeichel Mikdash Kehil after you finish. But you shouldn't be Messiah. But Rabbi Yisai, the Kasha is Tzirik Shveh. Why? Because you're making a bracha on the Mar, and everybody's telling you, the Goyin is telling you that you should be, the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, and the Goyin is saying, the Pshat is because we're going with Fi Shitas Hillel, that's Mechayev a Kricha, therefore you need a bracha on the Kricha. Because you're Mechuyev to make a Kricha today, so you're making a bracha. So if you're making a bracha, and it's going on the Kricha, how did you make a bracha on the Mara? You're not doing the kricha. You say no because he's doing a mitzvah. Feed the shittas rabbanon. That you became the Mara. That's very nice, but it might be a bracha levatala. If the feed shittas hilul, it's loy hil loy kehilchas loy kehilav loy kerabbon. If the fi hilal, fi the marcha, you only be mekayim the din in the kricha, and that's why you shouldn't speak. So how do you make a bracha on the mar? I make a bracha al achilas maror, and yet you start eating maror. Where's the kricha? It's no kricha yet. Soon. So you stop eating now? Stop eating lettuce. The fi hilal, you're eating lettuce over here. What are you eating lettuce? Don't talk, because the bracha should go over there. It's the bracha of atolo, the ganze zach. It's tzrik shver, and the Rebbe doesn't answer it. He just brings that this. So, I think maybe I have a shvek of what I'm saying. I'll tell you later. But I think maybe that the word is that last thing. This last word. The Ran as the kasha. He says. In Chedush Eran, in the back, over here, just the very same like Tosfos, he says, as a kasha, I read it to you, it's a very nice shmaki kasha, he says, how could you eat the matzo, then you cut the matzo more, I the matzah is rishus. It's going to be bevatel tomorrow. It says l'fi hillel, the matzah is rishus, because I already did the mitzvah of berev toich matzahs. So everybody says, and the Ran says, everyone says that l'fi hillel, you wouldn't have mor. You go matzah koirich, matzah koirich. Yeah. What do you mean matzah koirich? The matzah, the rishus, so now it's rishus. I already mekayim my din of matzah. So what am I eating? A piece of matzah. Stam, very nice. So it's matzah, the rishus. It's mevatel. It's not shove b'shove anymore with the drabon of the mora. It's drabon. So he says, no, the lav rishus greater than me boil mevedech the mikdash. You have to do it. Why do you have to do it? Because if you hill, you mechuyev to eat the matzah because you need to do a kricha. Hello, thank you. What a kasha on a teretz. Frek the Ran. How the matzah is matzah drishus? And for the Ran, no, it's not matzah drishus because you have to have kricha. I'm talking about Hillel. Well, you didn't know that. In Hillel, he asks his kasha and he answers it. Something's wrong with the kasha on teretz. It's too poshut. Frek the Ran, fi Hillel. The matzah becomes a matzah rishus because I already was yoytzed in b'erev toich matzah d'doy raisa. And for the Ran, no, there's a mitzvah d'rabbonon. You have to have a kricha l'fi hillel. Therefore, it's the same thing as the mora. It's another poshut. To have a kasha and a teret, that's such a, maybe he should have just said, if I would have written the Ran, I would have written very simply, the matzah d'yud b'kayim is d'doy raisa, and now you're only left with the d'rabbonon, the din of kricha. He asks like a kasha. He says, don't worry about it. It's not matzah d'rishus. It's matzah d'rishus. And for that, it's not matzah d'rishus. We're in Hillel. It's a plea. The way the Ran reads it, he makes it too. I think the word is that in Ran, that the fi Hillel is manazeh. Forget, not the word that we said in the Rambam, that bizman azeh, there's no din of kricha. There is a din of kricha. Because we see in the Shulchan Aruch that there is a din of kricha, Rabbi Yisai. Because he tells you not to be mafstik from the bracha on the morah onto the kricha, vaistois, that you mechuyiv to do the kricha. So we asked, if you mechuyiv to do the kricha, then the chayre, it's a hefstik of the morah. Zogimir azeh. That the chiyuv, avadav is a chiyuv today, the fihil, fi di shittas, in Mordecha. And you need to do, you mechuyiv to do a kricha. But the chiyuv in the kricha is only a chiyuv as a zecher to the mitzvah of morer. It's only a zecher to the. What? Aki or ya? Stamos in media class. Okay? So, start an hour, right? In the word. Rabbi Yisrael, listen to the word. Just to hear the word, the gewaldig. The chiyuv today, the mitzvah the rabbanon today, avad, not like we said in the Rambam, that it's just a psazeicha. It's not with divrei soifim. It is with divrei soifim. That's why there's a chiyuv bracha on it, and you can't be mesiach. So why is it not a hefsik? Answer is, because the chiyuv with divrei soifim, bizman hazeh, is to have a zecher to the mitzvah of moror that was done bizman hamikdash. The mitzvah of matzah that was done bizman hamikdash, we don't have to have a zecher for it. Why not? I don't know. Could be, probably, because you're already eating matzah. Alz ba'erev teichel matzahs. But I want you to remember moror. Is it chiyuv medivrei soifim to remember moror? It's a mitzvah, moror. Don't forget that mitzvah. You used to only do it, medirais, it's only with the Korban Pesach. So do moror. Okay, let me do moror. 1 second. Let me tell you the best way to do moror. You know how you should do moror? The moror, the kiyum of the moror, the kiyum of the moror should be al yedei the krich with the matzah. So you're not being mekayim any din of eating matzahs when you do the kricha. But the matzah, but the father that matzah though. You need the matzah. The matzah is needed over here. Why do you need the matzah? You need the matzah to be mekayim, the richtige veg of being mekayim, the din of the zecher of the morah. But how mihas, that it's not going to be a brach levatol. I can make a brach, asher kitshonu mitzvayisu v'tzivonu al achilas morah, because that is the Divrei Soifrim. The Chiyuv Divrei Soifrim today is to remember the mitzvah of Morer, greater. So therefore I could start eating Morer b'fnei atzmai. And that's not called it. Now, okay, very good. You're eating Morer? Very good. You made a bracha? Good. Now, I want something more from you. Now be mekayim the din of the Morer in the oifen that the Morer was eating Amol. With matzah. So may the frek the Ran Akasha. The matzah is matzah the Rishus. And we asked on the Ran, what are you asking matzah Rishus? Not matzah. And there it is, it's the Chiyuv the Rabbanon. Because we're going to the Fi Hillel. He's in the middle of Hillel. He says, he starts with Hillel. So if it's Hillel, of course it's the Chiyuv the Rabbanon. His Kasha is Rishus, his Teretz is not Rishus. No. The Kasha is Yuchdi. It's matzah the Rishus. Because there's no Chiyuv to eat the matzah. Mitzah the matzah. The matzah is only a kiyum, a way to have a better mother. And that's why in his teretz he says, the lekel lemeime de matzah dirishus mivatel ol mori. He takes it as a given. It is matzah dirishus. His kasha was, the matzah dirishus came mivatel mori. He says, the lav rishus greidel. That's his lashon. It's not gansin rishus. You have to do it. It's not like I have a choice here. You pick up the matzah and eat it. But it's not midin the matzah. You're not being mekayim any dinim in the matzah. You're mekayim the dinim in the morah al yedei the achilas matzah. So meila, that's enough for it not to be mevatel zu azu. In order for it not to be mevatel zu azu, you need to have shove b'shove. Even if you hillel that holds it not mevatel, they have to be shove b'shove. How much shove b'shove they have to be? They have to be some sort of chiyuv, something. And that's why it's not a bracha levatolo, but you shouldn't be mesiach. That's your karech.